طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وفاء. Today this is session number 23. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abd Rahim. And if you received an email from us this week, you know that today, inshallah, we're going to start going over the last 10 lessons. The last 10 lessons which deal with special rules for reading and writing in the Arabic language. I hope that you did receive from me some notes, explanatory notes, for these last 10 chapters, because these last 10 chapters contain very important matters, but unfortunately there's no real explanation that came with them in the book. Yani it has been left to the teacher to explain it. So, since there are no notes, we have made some notes, and I did send them to the class, the PDF file, and a brief explanation of the last 10 lessons. So, and I requested that you preview those explanations before you came to class today, so that you could be better prepared for these important rules that we're going to cover. In any case, what we'll do is we'll go through the lesson, yani the next lesson, which is going to be lesson 44, and also inshallah lesson 45. Lesson 44 on pages 86 and 87, and lesson 45 on page 88. Both of them are dealing with basically the same rule, but there are some explanations or some details to the rule that we're going to cover between these two chapters. Both of them are dealing with when a word ends with tanween with fatha. Tanween with fatha, yani fathatan. Both of them are dealing with words that end with the tanween of two fatha. Each of those two lessons, lesson 44 and 45. So they gave us some examples in each of the lessons, lesson 44 and lesson 45, for the part of the rule, the two parts of the rule that we're going to deal with today. But before that, let's go back and review quickly the last lessons that we took last week. Okay, last week we took lesson 42 and lesson 43, which are the last two letters of the alphabet that we were going to take in this book. So we're going to look at lesson 42 and lesson 43 as a review, and then inshallah we'll go to the new lesson for today, which is the first lesson from the special rules for reading and writing Arabic language. Alright, so let's go to lesson 42 first, page 82. Page 82, lesson 42, the letter Ayn. It says here that the letter Ayn on the top of the page, this is the voiced form of the previous sound Ha. And also says, note that Ghain has one dot while Ayn has none. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So what I want to say is that Ayn is a letter that has no equivalent in the English language. It's produced by tensing the throat and then forcing the air out. Ah. Unlike Hamza, ah, ah. Ayn, ah. Ay, oh. Okay, so it's not a sound that we have in English. It's not a sound that we have in English. Ayn, its articulation point is from the middle of the throat, along with ha, along with the letter ha. So in the throat we have three articulation points. The bottom is Hamza and Ha. And the middle is Ayn and Ha. And then above them are Ghain and Kha. Okay, so it's from the middle point of the throat. Yani the letter Ayn along with the letter Ha. Alright, so the main thing that you need to pay attention to is that Ayn has another letter that looks just like it, the letter Ghain. But Ghain has a dot and Ayn does not. Okay, the second thing that you have to pay careful attention to is distinguishing between the sound of Hamza and the sound of ayn. Okay, hamza is a soft sound, a, e, u. But ayn is a more difficult sound, a, a. Okay, so please pay attention to this. Inshallah, this is just review. So we're on page 82, lesson 42. The first line, first word.
Zara.
Zara'in. Zara'in. Second word.
Wa'in.
Wa'in. Third word.
Sa'in.
Sa'in. Fourth word.
Ma'a.
Ma'a. Ma'a. Last word. Yarta'a. Yarta'a. Naam. Okay, let's go to line 2. First word. Daf'un. Daf'un. Second word.
Raja'a.
Raja'a. Third word.
Sari'un.
Sari'un. Last word.
Abada.
Abada. Abada. Line 3. First word.
An.
An. Second word.
Alamun.
Alamun. Third word with shadda on the meme. Amma. Shadda on the meme and a short vowel. Amma. Naam. Last word. An. An. Amta. An. Amta. As in Al Fatiha. Okay, let's turn to page 83. Lesson 42, page 83, line 4. Top of the page, line 4, first word.
Ta'buduna.
Ta'buduna. Ta'buduna. Second word. Shadda on the meme. The vowel underneath the shadda, like the vowel underneath hamza, means it's kasra. Okay? Second word again.
Yu'ammiru.
Naam. Yu'ammiru. Yu'ammiru. Last word.
Ma'lumun.
Ma'lumun. Naam. Line 5. First word.
Sa'atun.
Sa'atun. Sa'atun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Sa'atun.
Ah, yani the tamabuta, if you stop on it, you pronounce it like ha, with no vowel, without any vowel. If you stop on it, you don't pronounce the vowels, and you don't pronounce it like T, you pronounce it like ha, like H. Sa'a, sa'a. Second word.
Masa'in.
Masa'in. Naam, last word.
We'a'un.
That's hamza on the end, right? Wi'a'un. Wi'a'un. Okay, on the bottom of the page, they're just this contrasting the letter ayn, which has no dot, with the letter ghain, that has one dot. Okay, turn to page 84, lesson 43. Page 84, lesson 43. This is the last letter of the alphabet that we're going to take in this course, and it's the letter bad. It says this sound is exclusive to Arabic. It is articulated by bringing the left side of the tongue close to the upper molars with velarization. Yani folding the tongue up to the back of the mouth and pronouncing it from the left side of the tongue. And it also is possible it could be pronounced from the right side. But in any case, this is how the Sheikh mentioned it, from the left side. So perhaps that is the more articulate point for it, yani Allahu alam, or maybe easier point. Note that the letter sad has no dot, while the letter bad, this letter here, has one dot. So sad and bad, they look the same in every position, except sad has no dot and bad has one dot, one nuqta. Okay, page 84, lesson 43, line 1, first word.
Arubun.
Arubun. Arabun. Second word.
Ravin.
Ravin. Third word.
Mavin.
Mavin. Last word. Qadin. Qadin. Qadin, by the way, is what?
Judge.
The judge. Al-Qadi. Al-Qadi, right? This is the indefinite form of the word Qadin. Line 2. First word.
Ma-ri-dha.
Three short vowels. Ma-ri-dha. Same, yani exact length of time. Ma-ri-dha. Ma-ri-dha. Second word.
Maribun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Maribun. Third word.
Dalla.
Shed on the lamb. Dalla. Hold the lamb. Dalla. Naam. Last word.
Balun.
Balun. Line 3. First word.
Radiyah.
Three short vowels. Ra-vi-ya. Radiya. Radiya. Radiya Allahu anhum. Naam. Second word. Mabaytu. This is a short vowel and a diphthong. Fatha followed by ya with sukun. That's a diphthong. Combination of two different vowel sounds. Mabaytu. Mabaytu. Yani from mava. The past tense. It means mava, to pass. Yani. The fi'l madi is the past tense verb. Mabaytu is the first person. Yani. Singular. Past tense form of the verb. Mabaytu. Line 3, third word. Third word.
Qadayta.
Qadayta. And the last word?
Radina.
Radina. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Radina. Radina. Yani from radia means he was pleased. Radina means nahnu. Yani we were pleased. Okay, turn to page 85. This is the end of this lesson. It is just comparing the two letters Saad and Baad. Saad has no dot. Baad has one dot. They look exactly the same in terms of their form. Okay, any question before we go to the new lesson? Any question before we go to the new lesson? Okay. Okay, so after this, we're going to start, yani, the special rules for the last 10 lessons. Lesson 44 and lesson 45 today, inshallah, we're going to deal with. They're both dealing with the same, yani, affair. But there's slightly different rule in each of the lessons, 44 and 45. There's a general rule that we're going to talk about today. When a word ends with tanween fatha, fathatain, there's a general rule. And then there is an exception to the rule. So, in lesson 44, we're going to deal with the exception to the rule. And then in lesson 45, we're going to deal with the rule. I'm going to tell you what the rule is first, so that it's easy for you to follow. The rule is, whenever a word ends with fathatain. What do we mean by fathatain? We mean tanween with two fatha. Okay? Whenever a word ends with fathatain. This is a rule that's special for the tanween of fatha. It's not applicable to tanween with two kasra. It's not applicable to tanween with two dhamma. This is only for the tanween that has two fatha. The general rule is, whenever any word in the Arabic language ends with tanween of two fatha, it's always going to be followed by an alif. Yani they're going to add an alif to the word. That's not part of the word. They're going to add an alif. Okay, whenever you see a word ending with fathatain, it has to have an alif after it. Unless it comes under the exception that we're going to take in this first lesson 44. I'm giving you the general rule first. General rule is in lesson 45. Every word in the Arabic language that ends with fathatain is going to be followed by an alif. What is the purpose of that alif? That alif is to remind you that if you stop on that word, you're going to pronounce it as, instead of N, A-N, tanween fatha, you're going to pronounce it fatha alif. You're going to pronounce that alif. And instead of pronouncing the noon sound of the tanween, if you stop on that word, you're not going to pronounce the noon sound of the tanween. You're going to pronounce the fatha that's elongated by that alif that they're going to put there. If you stop on it. If you continue, you're going to pronounce it as tanween. A-N. If you continue, you're going to pronounce it as regular tanween. Like we've been reading all words. Kitabun, kitaban, kitabin. That's how we've been reading it. But kitaban with two fatha is going to be followed by an alif, as we're going to see in lesson 45. That aleph is to tell you, instead of pronouncing it as a tanween, when you stop on it, you're not going to pronounce the tanween. You're going to pronounce it as a fatha without the noon sound that's elongated by that aleph that they're going to put there. The aleph is telling you, don't forget, if you stop on this, you have to pronounce it like it's a long A. Walaykum salam. So instead of pronouncing it kitaben, if you stop on it, you're going to pronounce it kitabah as a long vowel. That aleph is telling you, pronounce that's long vowel. Without the sound of noon, without the tanween sound. Kitabah. Alright? We're going to go into it in detail, but I'm trying to give you the basic rule before we go to the exception. The exception to the rule is words in the Arabic language that have fatratain, but the last letter of the word is ta marbuta, they have a special rule. They have a special rule. And likewise, words that have fatratain at the end, and they end with hamzatul qat, the hamza that's written. Not hamzatul wasl, hamzatul qat, that's written as a hamza. If a word ends with hamzatul qat, and it's preceded by an aleph, that word, if it has two fatah, they're not going to write an aleph after it. They're not going to write an aleph after it. If it ends with hamzatul qat, and it already has an aleph before it, they're not going to put another aleph after it, but the rule is going to be the same. Meaning, if you continue reading, the fatah ten, you're going to read it as tanween, A-N. If you stop on it, you're going to read it as a long vowel, even though there's no extra aleph written after it. That's special for words that end with hamzatul qat, that's preceded by aleph. They're not going to write another aleph after it, but the rule is the same. You're going to pronounce it, if you keep reading, as A-N, tanween. But if you stop on it, you're going to pronounce it as though it's a long vowel, even though there's no aleph written there. In all other words, the aleph is going to be written, except words that end with hamzatul qat, that's preceded by an aleph, they're not going to write another aleph. And words that end with ta marbuta. Now, of course, the words that end with ta marbuta, you can't put an aleph after it. Why? Anybody know why you can't put an aleph after ta marbuta, Muhammad? Ta marbuta must be the last letter of a word. It doesn't accept to be anything but last. It's not permissible for ta marbuta to be in the beginning or the middle of a word. It has to be the last letter. To the extent that, if you were to add a pronoun, a connected pronoun, attached pronoun to a word that ends with ta marbuta, you have to change it from ta marbuta to ta maftuha, a regular T. You have to change it, because ta marbuta has to be at the end. So therefore you can't put an aleph after it. Okay, so these are the two exceptions. All other words in the Arabic language, if they end with two fatha, you have to put an aleph after it. Unless that word ends with ta marbuta, or that word ends with hamzatul qat, that has an aleph already before it, they're not going to put another aleph after it. Okay, there's some details to this, what I just explained to you. This is the general rule, this is the exception. But there are some more points, right? In other words, generally speaking, words that end with fatatain, if you stop on it, you're going to pronounce it as a long vowel. You're going to see the aleph there to tell you to make it as a long vowel. Yarhamukallah. Okay? Except if it ends with hamzatul qat, you're not going to see the extra aleph. And if it ends with taramabuta, they're not going to put an extra aleph. Okay? So that's one rule, right? That the aleph is not going to be written with words that end with these two letters, hamzatul qat and taramabuta. The second rule is that words that end with hamzatul qat, even though they're not going to put the extra aleph after it, if you stop on it, you're going to read it as though there's an extra aleph there. You're going to read it long, even though the aleph is not there. Not so tarmabuta. Tarmabuta, if you stop on it, you're going to read it the way we've been reading in every lesson that we've been doing in this book. How do we read a word that ends with tarmabuta? You read it as ha with no vowels, right? That's how you're going to do tarmabuta. So you already know that rule. We've been practicing it for the last few months, right? Okay, so that's what we're going to take today, these two matters. Now I'm going to read to you the explanation of these particular points, and then we're going to go through the lesson 44, and then we're going to go through lesson 45. Lesson 44 is the exception to the rule. Yani, it's words that end with taramabuta and words that end with hamzatul qat preceded by an aleph. That's the exception to the rule. The next lesson, 45, is the basic rule that where the aleph is going to be written. Okay? So we're going to do the exception first, and then we're going to do the rule, the general rule. Okay, but before we read the lesson 44, on page 86 and 87, let me make you pay attention to the fact that This lesson 44 is divided into two parts. Line 1 and line 2 is dealing with words that end with ta marbuta. Line 3, 4, and 5 are dealing with words that end with hamzatul qat preceded by alif. Alright? So, these are the two types of exception to the general rule. In line 1 and 2, we have the first type of exception, words that end with tarmabuta. They have a special rule, how they are read. In line 3, 4, and 5, we have the other type of word that's the exception to the rule, words that end with hamzatul qat. They have their own way of reading. Okay? So I want you to distinguish between the rule for tarmabuta on line 1 and 2, and the rule for hamzatul qat on line 3, 4, and 5. Okay? Pay attention to that. If you pay attention to that, inshallah, this lesson is quite simple. Quite simple. Alright? Okay, so what I'm going to do to you, what I'm going to do first though, I'm going to read the rule that I just explained to you. I'm just going to read it from the paper as it is in the notes that I sent to you. I'm sorry, this right here. This is. Here it is, here. The notes that I sent to you, PDF file for, right? This is what it says. For lesson 44, on page 86 and 87, on the top of the page it says explanatory notes for special rules for reading Quran found in the last 10 chapters of Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. V. Abdurrahim. Okay, that's the book that we have been studying. Lesson 44 is on page 86 and 87. It says, explanation, the rule in this lesson applies to 1. Words ending with ta marbuta, and 2. Words ending with hamzatul qat, if or when it follows an alif. Yani hamzatul qat, only if or when it follows an alif. This rule is applicable to it. Okay? So you might see a word that ends with hamzatul qat, but it's not following an alif. It has to have both of these things. It has to end with hamzatul qat, has to be preceded by alif. So these are the two things that this rule is going to be applied to in this lesson. So lines 1 and 2 on page 86, this is what we're going to say about it. Number 1. When a word ends with tarmabuta, with a double fatha, yani fathatain, there are two ways that it may be pronounced, depending on whether you continue reading after it or stop or pause on it. Two ways to read it. If you continue reading one way, you stop or pause another way. Okay, here's the two ways. A. It is pronounced as tanween, A-N, N, when you continue reading. As a regular tanween, like un, yani is pronounced kitabun, kasratain, in is pronounced kitabin, an is pronounced kitabin. Okay, the first part of it is what? It is pronounced as a regular tanween when you continue reading. For example, the word sunnah. Yani, if you read this word, it ends with tarmabuti, you say sunnatan. The word that means a year, sana. If you continue reading, you say senatan, senatan. Okay? Sunnatan, senatan. That's how it's pronounced. The ta marbuta that has two fatha if you continue reading. Sunnatan, senatan, like this. B is pronounced, or it is not pronounced at all when you stop or pause on that word. Yani the word that ends with tarmabuta. If it has two fatta, yani you don't pronounce it at all if you stop opposing that word. Instead, the ta marbuta is pronounced like ha. It's pronounced like ha when you stop or pause on it. And the tanween, the two vowels that's on top of it, are not pronounced at all. In this case, if you stop or pause on the same two words that we mentioned before, you say sunnah instead of sunnatan. The second word, you say sana instead of sana, instead of senatan. Instead of senatan, sana. Sana, like it's a H on the end. Instead of sunnatan, sunnah. Sunnah. Naam? Sunnah, we mean by what? The way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. This is the rule for the exception. The exception for when words end with two fatha. If that word ends with a ta marbuta, there are two ways to read it. If you stop on it, you pronounce the ta marbuta as ha without any vowels. Sunnah. sana. If you keep reading, you pronounce it as a regular tanween. Sunnatan or sanatan. The second part of the rule. That's lines 3, 4, and 5 on page 87. Okay? When a word ends with hamzatul qat, with a double fatha, following an alif. Yani the hamzatul qat is following an alif. And the hamzatul qat is vowel is what? Two fatha. Tanween, fathatain. As in the word bina'an. Bina'an. There are two words, that there are two ways that it may be pronounced. Depending on what? Depending on whether you continue reading after it or stop or pause on it. Same thing. Depending on what? If you continue reading or you stop or pause. A. It is pronounced as tanween. A-N. When you continue reading. For example, yani if you read this word, bina-an. You pronounce it as tanween if you keep reading. Bina-an. And the word, sama-an. Sama'an. If you keep reading, you pronounce it as a regular tanween. Notice that both of these words end with hamzatul qat, and that hamzatul qat is preceded by alif, by alif. Okay? However, the second way it may be read, it is pronounced as a long vowel A, ah, when you stop or pause on it. As with the first word, you would say instead of bina'an, if you stop on it, you say bina'a. Huh? The second word, if you stop on it, you say?
Sama'a.
Instead of sama'an, you say sama'a, bina'a, like this. Okay, this elongation, by the way, in the technical language of tajweed, is called med al-iwad. Med al-iwad. Yani with ayn, waw, and dad, the last letter that we just took. Ayn, waw, and dad. The letter ayn that we took in the last week, and the letter Dhad that we took last week, this word is written with those two letters, with a waw in between. Aywab. Aywab. Med al-aywad. Med al-aywad, yani is the med, yani that when you have a tanween, if you stop on it, instead of pronouncing the tanween, you pronounce it as a elongation of the fatha. Med al-aywad. Okay, this is the first rule. Let's read, this is the two parts of the first lesson 44 of special rules. Let's read the two parts of this lesson 44 on page 86. At the top of the page it says new element, T-A-T-A-N. Ta-ten. A-N. And if they mean, ta mabuta with fatha is pronounced ta. If you're not stopping on a word that ends with it, right? It's pronounced ta. But if it has two fatha, it's pronounced ten. And the same thing, hamzatul qat, if it's preceded by a fatha, yani, if it has a fatha on top of it, one fatha, then you say a. If it has two fatha, you say an, right? But if you stop on it, then the rule is going to be different. Okay, so we're going to read the first part of the yani of this lesson 44 on line 1. It has words that end with tarmabuta. All of them have fatatain. We're going to read it two ways. We're going to read it first, yani in the continual mode, and then we're going to read it in the pause mode, okay? So in the continual mode, if we were reading word after word after word in a sentence, line 1, page 86, lesson 44, the first word we will read in continual mode as what? Nam. Ayatan. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Ayatan. Ayatan means what? An ayah from the Quran. Nam, a verse in the Quran, or sign in Allah's creation. Sign in Allah's creation. Ayatan. Ayatan. Right? Second word, in continual mode.
Sanatan.
Sanatan. Sanatan. Sanatan. That means what? A year. The third word.
Sunnatan.
Sunnatan. With shadda on the noon. Sunnatan. Means what? The sunnah, the practice, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The last word.
Sa'ain.
Ah. Ah. Huh? Sa'atan. Sa'atan. Sa'atan means what?
Watch.
A watch or a clock or an hour. An hour of the day or as-sa'a. In the Quran, Allah mentions the sa'a, meaning the hour of judgment. The hour of judgment. Sa'atan. Sa'atan. Okay, that's in the continual mode. If we stop on each one of these words, then how are we going to pronounce it? What's the rule if we stop on a word that ends with tarmabuta and it has, yani, Fatatain. What's the rule?
We pronounce it as a ha.
And what do we do with the fatatain? We don't pronounce it at all. We take it out. It's like it's not there. Okay? It's like it's not there. You're just going to pronounce it as though it's just a ha, H sound at the end. Okay? That's in the stop or pause mode. Line one, first word.
Ayah.
Ayah. Second word.
Sana.
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 Third word.
Sunnah.
Sunnah. Last word.
Sa'a.
Sa'a. Alright? Okay, let's go to line two. Same thing. First word we're going to do. First we're going to do it in the continue mode. Naam. Line two, first word.
Jihad.
Again. Again.
Jihad.
Naam. Jihatan. Jihatan. Second word. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Again. Musibatan. 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 Third word.
Rahmatan.
Rahmatan. Last word.
Alihatan.
Alihatan. Okay, let's go back and read it again in the stop mode. We're going to stop on it, right? First word.
Jiha.
Jiha. Jiha means, anybody know? Jiha means direction. Yani, huwa ja'a min hadhihi al-jiha. He came from this direction. Jiha. Jiha. Second word.
Musiba.
We're in stop mode here, pause mode. Again.
Musiba.
Musiba. Everybody knows musiba, right? Calamity. A calamity, a disaster. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. يعني no calamity has befallen except by the permission of Allah. Except by the permission of Allah. نعم. مصيبة. Third word.
رحمة.
رحمة. Everybody knows رحمة for sure. Mercy, right? رحمة. نعم. The last word.
آلهة.
آلهة. آلهة is the plural of إله. إله. What is آلهة? Gods. And it's only one ilah, right? Yeah. So the aliha means false gods. False gods. Naam. Aliha. Naam. Okay. This is the rule for words that end with ta marbuta. If they have fatatain, there's a special rule. There's no alif written after it. And, yani, if you stop on it, you don't pronounce the elongation. Like other words in the Arabic language. You don't pronounce any elongation. You just pronounce it as a ha with no vowel sounds. Alright, that's the for Tarmabuta. Second part of lesson 44 on page 87, line 3. Here we have the second exception, that is words that end with Hamzatul Qat. Hamzatul Qat. And they are preceded by Aleph. Okay, these words, we said the rule for it is that if you continue reading, you read it as a regular tanween. But if you stop on it, you read it as Fatha elongated by Aleph, even though no Aleph is written after it. This is the exception. There's no aleph written after it, but you're going to read it as though there's an aleph after it if you stop on it. Alright? First, we're going to read it in the continual mode. Okay? Continual mode. As a regular tanween. Okay? Page 87, line 3, first word.
Bina'an.
Second word.
Sama'an.
Sama'an. Third word.
Bina'an.
With kasra. Again?
Fina'an.
Last word.
Abna'an.
Alright? Let's go back and look at if we came to these same words at the end of a sentence, or we took a break in the middle of a sentence and we stopped on it, we're going to pronounce it in pause form. Remember, even though there's no aleph written at the end of it, huh? We're going to read it as though the aleph is there. That's for Hamzatul Qat. The reason why there's no aleph there is because they already have an aleph before it. They don't want to write another one after it. But we're going to act like there's an aleph there. If we stop on it, we're going to make that fatha without the noon sound elongated by an aleph that we don't see there. Alright? Okay, first word, line 3.
Bina'a.
In pause form, right? Bina'a. As though it's fatha aleph. Bina'a. Second word.
Sa'a. Sama.
By the word bina'a is from the word bana. As we said in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, buniya al-islamu ala khams. Buniya al-islam, buniya, yani Islam is built upon five pillars, right? This word is from the same root as buniya. Yani buniya is the passive form. Bana, yabni, means to build. Build. Bina'an, yani something that has been built. Bina'an. The second word again.
Sama'a.
As-sama' is what? The sky. Yani that which is above. Al-ulu means something that is high. Sama'a. Third word. Fina'a. Fina'a is the area in the front of a house. If you have some space in front of your house, like a courtyard, that's fina'a. Last word.
Abna'a.
Abna'a is the plural of?
Ibn.
Ibn is the plural of Ibn. Now, abna'a means sons or children. Abna'a. Naam. Okay. So, this line 3 and 4 and 5 is dealing with the second part, or the second type of exception to the rule of words that end with two fatha. Yani, the general rule we're going to take in the next lesson is that an aleph is written after any word that ends with two fatha. These are two exceptions. There's no aleph written after them. Okay, they both agree that there's no aleph written after them, but the way you read them in pause form is different. The words that end with hamzatul qat, in pause form you're going to read it as though there's elongation of the fatha. But words that end with ta mabuta, you're not going to read it as though there's any elongation. You're just going to stop on it and pronounce it as a regular H sound. Okay, let's go back again. Hamzatul qat preceded by aleph. Yani line 4 in the continual mode. First word.
Kisa'an.
Kisa'an. Second word.
Aba'an.
Third word.
Jala'an.
Jala'an. Last word.
Liqa'an.
Okay, let's read these words in the pause form. In the pause form. Even though there's no aleph written after them, you have to read it as though there's an aleph. It's going to be elongation if you stop on it. First word.
Kisa'a.
That means a garment or a dress. Second word.
Aba'a.
That's the plural of?
Ab.
The plural of ab. Father. Third word.
Jala'a.
Jala'a means yani departure or to evacuate, leave a place. Naam. Last word.
Liqa'a.
Liqa'a means what?
To meet.
A meeting. Naam, a meeting. Liqa'a. Ila liqa'a. Yani until we meet again. Naam. That's a famous saying people say in Arabic. Yani Arabic people say. Naam. Okay. Line 5. Line 5. First word. Du'a. And we're going to read it in continue mode first, right? Continue mode first. Again. First word.
Du'a'an.
Du'a'an. Yani everybody knows du'a, right? Supplication. Naam. Second word.
Ziya'an.
Ziya'an. Yani it means light. Light. Yani du'a. Naam. Third word.
Baqa'an.
Baqa'an. Yani darul baqa means the place of yani everlasting eternal abode. Yani baqa means to remain, to abide. Yani to remain or to abide. Baqa'an. The last word?
Asma'an.
Asma'an is the plural of?
Name.
Ism, name. Naam. Asma'an. Okay, let's read it in the pause form, stopping on it, yani elongating the fatha as though there's an aleph following it. Line 5, first word.
Du'a.
Du'a. Du'a. A. 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 Naam. Second word. ضياء. Third word.
بقاء.
Last word.
أسماء.
Okay, any question about this? Please review this lesson here carefully and make sure you make a distinction between this special rule for words that end with fathatain. They must always be followed by alif unless it ends with tarmabuta or hamzatul qat preceded by alif. That's the exception to the rule. Okay? Now, no problem.
So for tarmabuta,
there can't be any letter after a ta marbuta. Ta marbuta, the rule for ta marbuta, it must always be the last letter of a word. Any word in Arabic language, there's no exception to it. There's no exception to it. This is one of the few rules that I've ever seen in my life that has no exception. The other one that's more important than this one, that there's no exception to, is that there's no thing that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. No exception to that. Naam. That will always, if you stop on it. But if you keep reading, you will pronounce it like Tanween, A-N. If you stop on it, it's going to be pronounced like Ha. That's why we normally say Salat, right? And Zakat. But if you stop on it, if you're reading that word by itself, you don't say Salat. You say Salah. Zakat. That's how you pronounce it. Salah. But if you keep reading, you say Salatul Maghrib. Now it became Ta. But if you stop on it, Salah, it's H sound. Zakatul Fitr. Now, but if you stop, you pronounce the word by itself, Zakah. It's not Zakat. Not in Arabic anyway. Maybe in English it's okay, but not in Arabic. Alright, good? Okay. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, let's go to the next lesson. The next lesson is a very short lesson, and it's the basic rule for what we're talking about here, words that end with fathatain. Okay, the basic rule for words that end with fathatain. Lesson number 45, page 88. It says new element, M-A, M-A-N. Yani, meme with fatha, ma. Meme with fathatain, men. Men. Note here that the meme with fathatain has an aleph. That aleph is not part of the word. It's just something that's going to be added to the word. Okay? Whenever a word ends with fathatain. Alright? It says, note that the double fatha on letters other than round ta, yani tarmabuta, and hamza after an aleph. That's what we had in the previous lesson. Note that words, yani, note that double fatha on letters other than tarmabuta and hamza after aleph take an extra aleph that is not pronounced when you continue reading. Note, it is not pronounced when you continue reading. You don't pronounce the aleph. You pronounce the tanween, an. But if you stop on it, you do pronounce it. They just said it's not pronounced, but we're saying it's not pronounced if you continue reading because you're going to pronounce tanween, an. But if you stop on it, the aleph is going to be pronounced. It's going to be pronounced as though it's elongating the fatha of the tanween. Okay. Note that the double fatha is placed on this extra aleph, or just before it. Yani, it may come either way. Okay? So on the top of the page, we have meme with fatha ma, meme with double fatha, tanween, men. But if we stop on it, it's going to be pronounced ma, ma. Alright? So let's look at the first line, page 88, lesson 45, line 1. The first word should be read. Continuum mode, right? It's going to be read how? Kalaman. Second word.
Kitaban.
Third word. Kabiran. If we stop on it, let's go back and read line 1 again. Stopping on each word. First word.
Kalama.
Second word. Kitaba. Third word. Kabira. Kabira. Right? Kalam means speech. Kitab means book. Kabir means big. Some of these words we already know. We know kitab. We know... Well, I don't know. Maybe. We know some of these words now. Type. Line 2. We're going to read continuum mode. Line 2. First word. كَفُورًا. Second word.
أَلِيمًا.
Third word.
زَبُورًا.
Okay? Let's go back and read in the pause mode. If we stopped on this word. The first word, line 2. كَفُورًا. Second word.
أَلِيمًا.
Last word.
زَبُورًا.
The first word, kafura, means one who is ungrateful. It's the intensive form, yani of kafir, right? Kafur, sigatul mubalaga, kafuran. This came in the Quran, 17th surah, 27th ayat. Yani people who are very ungrateful. Second word, aliman, is not a, not with ayn, a. Alim means knowing, knowledgeable. Alim means painful, something that is painful. Allah says in the Quran, عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, a painful punishment for the disbelievers or the disobedient. زَبُورًا, that's one of the revelations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to who? Ya Abdul Hadi. Huh? Who's sure? Zabur. Dawood alayhi salam. He was close. The father, not the son. Make sure you give credit to the fathers before the sons, right? Before the sons. Fathers, right? Fathers, mashallah. Tayyib. Now.
The double fatha is on the aleph, but it's not on the letter.
Yeah. Note, it says here, right? Note that the double fatha is on the top of the page. It says what? Note that the double fatha is placed on this extra aleph. Yani in some scripts they write it on top of the aleph. In some places it may be written on top of the letter itself. Normally, the vowel of any letter is written on top of it. That's why he wrote here, note that this fatha, this double fatha, is written on top of that extra aleph. And it's just a convention, a writing convention, that's all.
So no letters can take fatha further than the aleph, extra aleph.
Every letter that has fathatain, any letter that has two fatha on the end of it, and of course tanween only comes on the end of a word, right? Mm-hmm. So any word that ends with two fatha, it has to have the extra aleph. Except that we had in the last lesson, words that end with tarmabuta or hamzatul qat preceded by aleph. All other words in Arabic language, unless they end with tarmabuta or hamzatul qat preceded by aleph, they must have the extra aleph. That extra aleph is there to remind you. If you stop on it, pronounce it as elongating the fatha. All right, wa'iyakum. Last line. First word. Now we're reading in continual mode, right? Sami'an. Sami'an, yani as-sami' is one of the names of Allah. The what? The all-hearing, the one who hears everything. Sami'an. Second word.
Su'an.
Su'an. Hamza. Su'an. Su means evil. The last word.
Juz'an.
Juz'an. You know what a juz is, right? Not a juice. A juz. Juz'an. Yani 1/30th of the Quran. Juz'an. Yani like a person said, Qara'atu al-yawma juz'an. Today I read 1/30th of the Quran. Okay? If we stop on these words, pause mode, the line 3 first word.
Sami'a.
Second word.
Su'a.
Su'a. The previous word ended with ayn, right? Sami'an. But this one ends with hamza. Su'an. If we stop on it, su'a. The last word, if we stop on it.
Juz'a.
Okay, so in summary, next week inshallah we'll come back to these two lessons and we'll summarize what they're about. If you look at the notes that I sent you in the class, there's the first page of the notes explains the rule for lesson 44, both parts of it. The second page explains the rules for lesson 45. And the third page brings together the rules for both of those lessons, 44 and 45. If you go back and look at the PDF file that I sent you, yani with the homework assignment, you'll see the explanation for lesson 44, then the explanation for lesson 45, and then combining all the rules, that's in lesson 44 and 45. Also, there's one page explanation for both of them together. Alright, please review these two lessons carefully. Look at the explanations that we wrote with the notes for these two lessons, and then preview lesson 46 and lesson 47 for next week. Any question before we leave? Okay, please practice. Please practice. It's very important that we practice in order to master the rules, right? Okay, our time is up. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Yani, I didn't have access to a printer. Otherwise, I would have printed some of these out for you. But the printer, there was some problem with the printer, some complication I wasn't able to fix. But if anybody is able next week to help us to make some copies, then please notify me so we don't make extra copies. If somebody is actually able to make some copies, just let me know. You can make 5 copies or 10 or whatever, and inshallah I'll make the rest of them. Alright, next week, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. But you have the PDF, I sent it to you, Yani, with the homework assignment. You can make some copies? Okay. You don't have the PDF? Okay, send me an email to our class email. Send me an email, remind me that you want to make the copies, and how many you're going to make, and when you're going to make them, and then you're going to bring them to class next week. Inshallah, I'll make sure you get the PDF. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fikum. Okay, everybody's here for book one. Please come in, sit down, open your books. People who are leaving, please leave quietly. The attendance. Somebody has the attendance?